This is the SML Podcast.
Wows.
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 Best radio station name ever.
WSML.
Burp.
Perfect. Nailed it. No, that already happened.
Oh, God. What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the SML podcast, Timless again.
But we do have a Skype guest. Why don't you tell me a little bit about our Skype guest?
He's a fucking idiot. Introduce yourself, fucking idiot.
How are you? Die.
That's not an introduction, you fucking idiot.
Oh, hey, I'm Pappy. What's up? Nice to be back.
And hang up.
Return guest. Yeah. Gotta love return guests.
So Tim kind of had a back out last second, so I shot a text.
He had a blowout last second.
His nut blew out. Now he's just like you.
Listen. I still got one.
So he called up and was like, hey, I can't make it today. You guys go on without me. And then I immediately texted Pappy and said, hey, do you want a podcast?
What you doing, baby?
So that's how easily you can be replaced, Tim.
Hey, now.
Well, Skype's a wonderful thing. I don't have to work again until mid-January.
What is this work you speak of? I have no idea what you're talking about. I have work tomorrow. Fuck.
I don't know what work is.
GameStop. GameSlop. That's okay. That's not a bad job. I just don't get that many hours because I'm seasonal. But it's going to be fucking... Dude, I walked in there today for about like 5 seconds, and holy shit, the line was around the store.
Jesus.
Yeah. Everybody's like, yay, gift cards. Let's go spend them at the same fucking time.
Yeah. Speaking of gift cards, ran into Macy's to buy a garment today.
A garment?
Lace?
And the lady in front of me walked up to the cashier and was like, can I return this? And she's holding a gift card.
What?
The lady's like, what? She's like, yeah, I don't want this. Can I get cash for it? And he's like,
no.
Do you know how gift cards work?
And she got genuinely angry and stormed off. And I'm like, old people shouldn't be allowed out unsupervised.
No.
But then it's like, it's Macy's. How do you not find one goddamn thing in that store
that you can use?
That you can use with a gift card.
It depends on how much the gift card was for, because Macy's can get expensive.
Yeah, $7. But still, man, it's not like someone got a 60-year-old woman, you know, a Radio Shack gift card. It's
fucking
Macy's.
Yeah, it's true. It's Macy's. Yeah, I mean, she should be able to find like a fucking, I don't know, like a garlic press or something.
Yeah, something, you know, yeah.
Nothing against garlic presses. I enjoy garlic presses.
Found a spoon for her pudding.
That's the point.
Man, I need a new spoon.
I only like the wooden ones. It reminds me of my childhood.
So, speaking of, you know, Christmas-related gifts. Pappy, what kind of fun shit did you get for Christmas?
Money and gift cards.
Money's the best thing.
Anything video game-related?
Wow, that was so loud.
A can opens.
I'm sorry.
I'm soon to be a 33-year-old bachelor. If I want something, I buy it. So I got alcohol from my friends and money from my family.
That's the best. That is the best.
And I bought 3 games for myself over Christmas.
What'd you get?
The Wolf Among Us, which immediately made one of my 5 best games of 2013.
Now, did you buy it or did you get the free episode first?
I bought it 3 days before it was free.
That sucks.
Did you at least get the season pass on sale?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I picked up Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1 and the season pass.
Word.
Nice.
And DuckTales.
Nice.
And I'm fucking terrible with that game.
Did you get
so
that on sale too?
On the list. I suck at stealth games and 80s remixes or remakes or whatever.
Did you get that one on sale too?
DuckTales, yeah. I bought it on the sale yesterday.
All right,
2
cool.
days ago? Whatever.
Yeah, I spent way too much on those Xbox sales.
Jeez, oh, yeah, no. And I bought Deadpool last week on sale for $12.
Dude, Steam and fucking Amazon. Oh, my God. Because Amazon was matching a lot of the prices for the Steam sales.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude, I got fucking, what was it? I got Max Payne 1, 2, 3, and the season pass for 3 for $7. I got, what the fuck else did I get? Oh, I got Far Cry 3 for like $7. I got Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 Platinum Edition for 5. I got
the Platinum Roller Coasters, huh?
It was all the DLC. It was like
blinged
the,
out
the expansion packs and shit.
Jewels on the handlebars.
At our roller coasters,
I got like blind. I got every Sonic game ever for like 15. It was like Sonic 1, 2, 3 with Knuckles, 3D, CD, Dr. Robotnik's Me, Beam Machine, Adventure.
So you got like 5 good games and a bunch of crap.
No, I genuinely liked every single game that was in that fucking bundle, except for 3D. No, CD. CD was kind of meh.
Really? You're like the only one to say CD's meh.
I didn't really care for it.
He likes
a lot of games that everyone else hates, so I guess his
opinions
are.
I do. That's a thing.
I still like the idea of a roller coaster with spinning rims.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to see if I can make that happen. What else? I got Skyrim for like $7 or $8. What the fuck else?
I don't remember. Newsflash, Steam has good sales, right?
Fuck yeah, dude. I got Left 4 Dead 2 for free.
Yeah, you're not
the
only one.
They got a lot of free shit up. Like, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, dude.
I kind of wish I played Steam.
you could have registered it to your account and then like never fucking downloaded it. And then whenever you do have a PC, you could fucking do it.
Off a laptop that barely processes streaming pornography, so I don't think it can handle a video game.
It depends on what kind of pornography you're watching.
lots of bears.
Yeah. I mean, are we talking 1080p, like, you know, 120 hertz? Like, it's almost like you're there.
I can see the drugs they're on.
You could see the crack smoke in the background.
You could see the acne on his ball sack.
Something like that. Oh my god.
Video games.
Yeah, video games.
Yeah, it was a pretty shitty year in video games. Sorry.
Really?
What? Dude, there was so
that out.
There was so much good shit, dude.
How do you think it was a shitty year?
Comparatively, I mean like it really depends on what you're into. Like, you could say that, like, oh, the best year in video games was, you know, blah, 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 blah. This year won't compare. But, I mean, it, you know, in the past couple of years, I mean, like, this is a good year. It's a very good year.
I think looking back, this was one of the better years we've had recently.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This year, to me, was the worst year since probably 2010, 2009, easily.
Really? What happened in 09, 10 that topped
it? I'm just throwing a number out. Like, in terms of excitement level for games, I only bought 5 games this year on 2 consoles, 12 months. Whereas for the last couple of years, I've easily picked up 12 to 15 games.
So, from an
excitement level, yeah, it depends on the person and what you're into.
I guess you're just not looking.
To only be excited for 5 games.
I'm trying to think of, like, there's, I mean, I was definitely excited for more than that this year.
Yeah, I thought we had some really good stuff this year.
We had a lot of good stuff. I was trying to sit and make my top 5 for the year.
Yeah.
I had to trim a couple, because as soon as I sat down, I'm like, oh yeah, this came out, and this came out, and this came out. Like,
I also, remember though, I only have a 360 and a PS3. No handhelds, no PC, no Nintendo.
Well, still.
So I sat down a little bit, you know?
A little, but I mean, like, oh yeah, you don't have a Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Neither
do
you.
No Vita, because a lot of people were saying the Vita this year was rocking.
It wasn't rocking in like huge mainstream games, but there's definitely a lot of jewels out there. I think it's kind of having like Wii syndrome right now, where it's getting a lot of shit for not having.
I really
good
don't
games.
Like that. That's a thing. A Wii syndrome.
It's getting a lot of shit for not having any games, but there's a lot of solid stuff on there if you just open your eyes.
Yeah. No 3DS, so.
Dude, the 3DS is fucking banging. I love my 3DS. I really, really do. Between Animal Crossing and Pokemon and Zelda and Mario Party.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Fucking Fire Emblem.
That's the episode he was on.
Oh, yeah, it was.
When we busted out into the...
Oh, what's your favorite Pokemon? Oh, Pappy. Oh, God.
Trying to figure out what episode it was that you were on before.
Oh, my God.
I could have told you that.
I didn't fucking remember.
Didn't even remember until just that.
I didn't even remember half of the shit that I did yesterday.
Well, so. This is what, number 46 that we're on?
I have no idea. I stopped counting. That's like...
Hey, you guys were special enough that I took a day off of work just to do the podcast.
Yeah, that one time.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to us.
I was going to say, what the fuck, man?
He doesn't listen to the show, but he came on it before.
That's okay. I don't blame you.
I listen to your show every Saturday when I'm cleaning the house and baiting.
Shitting.
And baiting.
Baiting.
All right, now, would you call yourself a master baiter?
I am not a master debater, but I am a cunning linguist.
Oh. Wah, wah. Do you play the fallopian tuba?
I've never heard that.
That's my favorite thing to say ever. Whenever I tell people I'm a musician, they ask what I play, and I say the fallopian tuba.
Didn't we do that joke last week?
I don't care. I'll tell that joke till the day I die.
So, yeah, video games.
So, yeah, video games.
Wow, your quality dropped really quick. What the hell is that about?
He's watching.
The quality of my quality or the quality of this conversation?
Your
quality.
No, I haven't moved or touched anything.
He's streaming porn now.
I blame the neighbors.
That's okay. I'm stealing their internet. So.
Yes. Yellow.
I've closed every unnecessary window.
That's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
You don't matter anyway.
Do I have Steam running? That would be. Nope, I don't. Okay, good. I guess I should have checked that before.
You'd think so.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, something like that. So I mean, like, what? So I know you're not like really excited for this year, but what was the stuff that you ended up picking up this year?
I honestly was like the poster boy for the average gamer this year.
That's not helpful.
Which is.
Well, I just bought the big stuff. Saints Row 4, Bioshock Infinite, The Last of Us, Ni No Kuni,
GTA.
No, I don't know. I've never liked GTA since 2.
Oh.
Some about it. I just don't have fun.
So he's the poster boy for the average gamer, but didn't pick up Grand Theft Auto and went with Ni No Kuni.
Yeah, you're not an average gamer, sir.
Okay, how about the poster boy for just the part-time gamer? Better?
Sort of. Part-time gamer would be like Call of Duty... GTA.
Battlefield 4. I put more time in Battlefield 4 than any other game this year.
I'm glad someone else has, because I bought it at launch. I played it for like 3 days and then I haven't gotten back to it yet, and I need to.
The key is to have friends who are addicted and text you all the damn time.
Yeah, I'm sure that would probably help.
Yeah. So, dude, Battlefield 4? I'm like, sure.
That's kind of how it is now for, well, I mean, like, that. My friends are like that for League. But I don't like League that much.
Well, yeah, that doesn't help.
So,
I play a very important role in our squad. I am the bullet shield.
You know what? That is a much more important role than people would tend to believe.
No, it is thanks to me that they have almost 1-to-1 kill-death ratios, whereas mine is about 0.17.
That's the thing.
He's only doing that job because I don't play the game.
Well, yeah, because you'd be doing the same thing. Yeah.
I also like how his audio quality has now dropped to the point of auto-tune.
Yeah, it's okay. That's a thing.
I don't know what the fuck happened with that call.
I don't know. It could be a plethora of things. It's not for us to figure out.
Should I just start singing like T-Pain?
Oh, you could. I don't know how well it'll help. But...
I'm not gonna.
So out of the games that you did pick up this year, what was your absolute favorite? Like what was your
game of the year?
Oh, Saints Row 4.
Saints Row the Fourth?
Yeah, no question, but I've never had that much fun playing a video game.
Wow, his quality is getting really fucking bad.
I caught like half of that.
Alright, you know what? Try hanging up and calling him back.
Let's give that a shot. Why not?
Dude,
we will continue the conversation. There we go. He just logged out. I'm sure you'll hear that. We'll try and keep everything going. You might hear us calling him, actually.
Is this any better?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't.
Sort of.
I'm going to blame Skype on this because they've been fucking up a lot this week.
It's it's okay.
Listen, I mean, I literally have nothing running on my computer. I have Skype open and Microsoft Word document, and that's it.
It says my internet connection is slow.
Ashley, call Tammy. Tell her to get the fuck off the internet.
Get off your internet. I'm stealing it.
Because, I mean, I'm paying the ass for some damn good internet, so it shouldn't be on my side.
I'm sure it's on our side.
I'm sure it's on our side.
Because fucking Service Electric could eat every dick possible.
Yeah, and I'm getting like 50 Mbps. So
MVPs.
MVP, 50 MVPs.
So Saints Row was your game of the year, huh?
Yeah. Like I said, I play games to have fun. And Saints Row 4, I mean, between the in-jokes from the other games, the random shit they throw in, they just happily stole from pop culture.
He got better again. Woo!
Yeah. There we go. They happily stole from 20 years of pop culture, shamelessly, and made it work. Yeah.
It was. I really did love that game. It went on sale on Steam. I could probably still pick it. Oh, no, it was a flash sale, so I can't. But it went on sale on Steam for like $20 yesterday. And I didn't pick it up. But that's because I had already played through it. But I know there's a bunch of DLC that I didn't get to check out yet.
Yeah, I have to play the Christmas DLC still.
Yeah. It was a very, very fucking good game. Mm-hmm.
I think it was better than Grand Theft Auto.
They're like two completely different games in my eyes.
My comparison is like when people say A Link to the Past is the greatest Zelda game of all time.
That's, well, I don't know. It's
and I go with Link's Awakening on the Game Boy because
A
Link to the Past is amazing, but it just seemed to keep going.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening on Game Boy knew when to end.
Yeah.
It was shorter, it was sweeter.
I don't know that anymore.
No. Yeah, you're right. I mean, well, I don't know. It could be because of the whole like franchising of stuff. Because even with Saints Row, I mean, like the way that they end certain things, you would think, all right, this is it, dude. Like, there's no fucking way. And then they come out with another one. You're like, what are they going to do? Like,
but I'll give them credit, man. They've always ramped up the ridiculousness every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where, like, I mean, like, without trying to give away any spoilers, because if anybody, is listening to this right now and hasn't played it, just go get it.
Yeah.
And because,
stop listening, because fuck it. We're going to talk spoilers. I don't give a shit.
You want to? Right,
YOLO!
Fuck it. Spoiler alert.
Cameo of the year.
If you haven't played Saints Row the Fourth, end this podcast now. Go play it and then come back.
Just skip ahead 5 minutes and then come back.
No, because we'll still be talking about it probably. So yeah, dude. I mean, like, you take the ending of it and it's just like, what the fuck do you do from there? For real? Like, what the is it? Is it essentially just like, let's make our own fucking world?
Maybe.
That's the only thing I could fucking think of. Like, or unless you're doing like space exploration, in which it's then not sandbox in a town. You're just going from planet to planet, like
up.
The next
two sequels one's going to be a Mass Effect ripoff, and then the other one's going to be like Sim Earth, Saints Row style.
See, like, that's the thing. Like, the next one would have to be the Sim Earth one, because right now it's at like.
I've heard rumors that the next game is actually going to be like closer to a direct sequel to 2, like back
that
in
would
Steelport.
Be awesome. That would be really cool. I'd be fine with that.
But Saints Row 4 easily cameo of the year.
Yeah,
fucking Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper.
Jeez, the They Live scene in.
Yeah, dude, that was fucking hysterical. I was dying. That was great.
But that's what I'm talking about. You could tell the people who made that game just loved pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like, that's something that's been kind of falling to the wayside with a lot of other games. I mean, like, there is, like, some here and there with certain stuff. I mean, like, even GTA did it, but it was so much more minuscule. Saints Row was just like, yeah, here's this thing that you remember. Let's fucking slam it down your throat, and then 5 seconds later, like, here's another thing that you're like.
What are your
most of the big games this year were the serious ones. You know, Bioshock Infinite, The Last of Us.
Yeah,
Ni No Kuni, GTA 5. They were more serious face. You know, like, we're going to tell a story. We're not going to throw comedy into it.
You know, I don't know. I think Ni No Kuni was fairly lighthearted.
Yeah, and even some of the GTA stuff, like, there is a lot of, like, fucking
dark humor.
There's a lot of dark humor, and there is some ridiculousness in GTA as well. So it kind of went back to some of the feel of some of the earlier ones.
But I think it's telling for me that two of my top five games are straight comedies, Saints Row 4 and Deadpool.
Yeah.
You know, because those were both games where you will actively laugh your ass off while playing certain portions of it.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
Deadpool
was
pretty fucking funny.
I remember even just with going through Saints Row, like, dude, there were parts that I had to stop playing because I was I couldn't even focus because I was fucking cracking up so hard.
I was dressed as Evel Knievel with an eagle head, and I called myself Captain America because it was all, you know, red, white, and blue Evel Knievel style.
Yeah, but even just like some of the dialogue, like, "Hey, Kenzie, you want to fuck?" Sure.
And then she punches you in the face.
Punches you right in the face.
I like where if you had Roddy Piper as one of your homies and you just were sitting around and they would start talking, he'd be like, "Wait, so if everybody's dead and this is all just a simulation, that means I'm dead too, right? Well, shit."
Yeah.
So he's not even real, but he knows he's dead and he's pissed about it.
That's hysterical. See, that's the thing. Like, there's a lot of little stuff in that game that, like, it takes you a bit to figure it out. And when you do, you're just like, wow, I can't believe that's in here.
Yeah. It's like, how'd they get away with this shit?
Yeah, some of it, too. Oh, my God. Like,
the rectifier weapon?
Oh, yeah.
just the whole one, you know, subplot where you had to stop the pimp virus. And you're getting more and more, like, naked every time you stop the part of the virus.
Yeah.
Like, that was killing me until you're running around and just fucking, you know, string thong.
Oh, man.
Gimp outfits.
Yep.
Yeah, gimp outfits.
Oh, shit. So what were your thoughts? I know that in past years you've been a champion of the Call of Duty games. Do you want to finally get it off your chest of how that has changed?
Yeah, I didn't buy it because fuck everything about Call of Duty. Like, I originally got into it with Modern Warfare 1 because it was a decent story for a shooter and it was fun online. But the more and more the sequels came out, the first person or the one player story got just shittier and shittier, and the online play got more and more catered to people who just do nothing but play Call of Duty. So if you're a casual gamer, you're fucked. You log on, you die 400 times, and you log off angrier than you were. So my friend got me on a Battlefield 3, and there's no looking back. You can be a casual gamer and get in there and still have fun.
Yep.
Call of Duty can stay just the kids who have all that free time, the teenagers, the young 20-somethings, they can have Call of Duty forever. You know, that's for people who don't like one-player stories and don't like teamwork or cooperation when they play online.
And the thing is, like, to me, I would think that a lot of the players that are really into the Call of Duty, like, if they just played, like, two or three rounds of Counter-Strike, dude, like, that's all it would take. Like, because the thing that Call of Duty always reminded me of...
Turn
like,
your phone volume off.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Email.
The thing that Call of Duty always reminded me of, almost always reminded me of, was Counter-Strike. I played a ton of Counter-Strike when I was younger. And even nowadays, like, Counter-Strike Go is really well polished. It looks great. There's a huge fucking community with it. I think it's a much superior game for the pick-up and run-and-gun type of people. Whereas Battlefield, I mean, like, you can technically still do that, but you're gonna get fucking hosed.
But I don't know, man. You have so much more fun getting hosed.
You do. Like, you could just be like, I'm gonna get in this fucking tank and just drive right into their enemy lines. This is awesome. Like,
with Battlefield, you can cater to your own skills a little better. Like, I know I'm shitty at shooters, so I get on to a fucking a quad bike. A friend covers it in C4, and I just drive at a tank.
Yeah, you just kamikaze. Yep.
And it's fun as hell. You're still technically, you know, helping the team.
It's just, you know, slightly off kilter.
Yeah, I'll just play support and I'll run with my buddies. throw down mines when I have to, and then just rearm them while they actively kill people because they know how to aim.
See, and that's kind of like how I was.
There's no multiple classes in Call of Duty. You have to spawn and blow people up. There's no vehicles. There's no cooperation. You know,
you
can have one guy carry the team. In Battlefield, you can't.
No, you can't. And that's kind of where I had like a little bit of a slight love for PlanetSide. I haven't played PlanetSide in so fucking long. But PlanetSide is very similar to that, but it's on a much grander scale. But essentially, when I play PlanetSide, like, I'm not going in to, like, shoot a bunch of people. I go in as a combat medic, and I just, like, I go on the front lines where there's these huge fucking battles, and I'm just healing people. You know, and I'm just, I'm trying to help my teammates out, but I know, like, it's a little too frantic for me.
Yeah,
so I'll kind of sit back and just, you know.
The one game of Battlefield, my buddy was driving the attack boat, and all I did was hang out in the back and repair. And at the end of the game, he was first place with like 45 kills and 2 deaths.
Wow.
I was second place with 1 kill and 17 deaths because I repaired so much and got all the kill assists from him.
Yep.
I still got like 6,500 XP at the end of the game.
Damn. Now,
you can't do that in Call of Duty.
How have you gotten to mess around with the whole commander thing?
No. I really don't want to. Really, all the commander is you can fire missiles and tell a squad where to go. That's really it.
Well, but the thing is, too, is, like, I mean, it's got support for, like, smartphones and tablets and stuff like that. So, essentially, even if you're not logged into the game, like, sitting down trying to have a hardcore gaming experience, you could still go in, get some extra experience, level up, whatever, but you don't even have to technically, like, be in the front line. It's essentially, like, acts almost like an RTS, sort of.
Hmm.
So you're just like, you're going in, you're telling these squads, go to this place, and as long as they follow your orders, then you'll get experience.
That's
neat. But you can't be a commander until you hit a certain level.
Yeah, what, like, do you know what level that is?
Higher than I'm at.
Okay, because I think I'm at like maybe like...
I think it's 20.
Is it 20? I'm going to have to level up. I was just telling Joe, I haven't even touched the game since I bought it, which was like, you know, I think I played it for maybe 3 or 4 days after launch. And that was it. I really want to go back to it because I think, you know, I'm missing like a real hardcore shooter. So I think I'm going to have to get back into it. But it just sucks because I have nobody to play with, you know. But whatever.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more fun when you know the people you're shit talking with.
But that's the whole thing with Payday. I've been having so much fucking fun with Payday. It's not even funny. But that's also, and it sucks because like I tell people about this game so much. Now that I have it, and I'm playing the fuck out of it. But the people that are on console, like, you can get it on PS3, and you can get it on Xbox. But the experience on PC, because they've been supporting it so much better, is it's like a completely different game. Like, I borrowed Joe's copy for Xbox, and I played it by myself. Now, if you're going to play this game by yourself, don't even fucking waste your time. Because the AI is, like, the worst AI I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
Pretty much.
But the game itself, the way that it's set up, like it's good. It's fun. It's kind of got that Left 4 Dead type feel, but instead of you fighting off hordes of zombies, you're fighting off waves of cops because they're trying to bust you because you're trying to break into like banks and jewelry stores and fucking like crazy, like insane shit. Like, so the premise of the game is really, really cool. The execution's really good. It makes me want to keep going back to it and keep playing it more. I just wish they would have supported it a little bit more on consoles because I wish more people would be able to play it and have the same opinion.
Yeah, I tried getting into it, but it's just...
Yeah, if you don't...
I have heard horror stories of like people getting onto it without their own friends and then just getting like basically yelled off the game. Because, well, fuck you, noob. You don't know what you're doing kind of stuff.
Like, on PC, it's not like that. On PC, like when I first started playing, I had nobody to play with. And I hopped in with a game like the level cap is like 100 or something like that. I hopped into a game with like a level 94, like an 86 and something else. And I was like 3 and they were like, oh, hey, we see that you're new to the game. Like, do you know what you're doing? I'm like, no. They're like, okay, well, we'll give you the rundown. Like, we'll tell you what to do. Like, here's what we're going to be doing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Like, honestly, the community for Payday 2 on PC, I don't know how it is on consoles, but on PC, it's fucking awesome.
No, you want to know what's fucking awesome? The chocolate chip cookies that were just brought over.
Oh. That's okay. I had Oreos earlier, so.
I had Japanese food. I'm good.
Oreo.
I'm really hoping that there's like a Pantera bread or Chinese food down at MAGFest, or else I'm not going to survive.
Nope.
I don't remember what's down there.
My phone is ringing. That's weird.
Phones do that.
Answer it. Talk on the podcast.
Probably for the hospital.
Oh, no. Hello? That's slightly important. I can almost hear it.
This is he.
I can almost hear it. I'm assuming that he's probably going to have to like go into the other room.
Maybe.
Take the car.
Test came back. They are negative.
For the HIV.
I'm afraid I don't. I'm currently in the middle of something.
I just heard it.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
They wanted you to fill out a survey, didn't you?
It's... Well, no, they wanted me to do a survey for my medical appointment the other day. Like, I sat in a glass box and blew into a tube.
That would have been... That
it
might
was fine.
That might have been a fun podcast.
It wouldn't have been. All it is just like, all right, rate this from 1 to 5.
Yeah, 1 to 5.
So you'd just be like...
How was the lady who told you to blow? That she was fine, you know.
4.
How was the lady you told to blow?
5. Yeah, no, I've done those before.
It's one thing I found with the military is that the military is a fan of two things: appointments and surveys. And
hurry up and
both,
wait.
They're happy forever. Yeah, and then tell us how we did.
Yep, hurry up and wait, man. I'm so glad I'm not in the military anymore. So glad.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Hey, Pappy, good news. Ashley just checked on her chia pet that you gave her. Grown
the
really well.
Haven't eaten it yet?
No.
Still going strong.
She's awesome. Talking to me like I don't have headphones on and can't really hear.
That's okay.
Adorable.
That's cool. It's a thing. That's the thing. Yeah, so that's games. Video games.
Cookies.
Cookies. Video games.
So what are you excited about for next year, Pappy?
Getting an Xbox One.
Nice.
Word.
I'm thinking Titanfall is going to be up my alley.
Titanfall looks baller. Dying Light looks fucking awesome.
It does.
Yeah, let me pull up the Amazon list, because there was one that I can never remember the name of the game.
Dude, Dying Light looks fucking killer.
It looks like a more insane Dead Island.
Dead Island, yeah. Yeah.
And it's from the guys who made Dead Island, so.
That makes Dead sense. Rising 3, I'm on the fence.
Oh, dude, you got to get it.
Oh, my God, it's so fucking fun.
Yeah, you got to get it. Okay.
Like I said, Titanfall might be up my alley.
Yep.
My biggest bummer with Titanfall
is... my buddy Josh, he's excited for The Division and Thief.
Dude, The Division looks fucking awesome.
It does.
Thief, I want me and Stealth Games. Watch Dogs looks cool.
Yep, mm-hmm. Watch Dogs looks awesome.
I don't know shit about Dying Light.
Dying Light is...
But the evil Within. I don't know anything about the game, but I want to play it.
I'm telling you, look up a trailer for Dying Light.
Dude, Dying Light is going to be
Bethesda
awesome.
Bethesda and Shinji Mikami. So yeah. It's like, oh, this is a win-win combination.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't even care. Yeah.
So, yeah, Dying dude, Light look up
like
Dying Light.
It's another zombie game, though, doesn't it?
Dying Light?
Yeah.
Not Dying really. Light is like a much more hardcore Dead Island.
And we have played Dead Island together how many times that...
Oh, that was another one. I got Dead Island Riptide for like $4.
Okay, Steam is awesome. We get
I know,
it.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. Tim, PC. PC.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm excited. I can't wait to play it.
Like, I just like quoting Sam B from Dead Island.
Let's do it together.
Yeah, and it was always so hilariously timed at the worst moments. Like, oh, hey, look, all of my teammates are on fire. Let's do it together. No, Sam, let's not do it together. They're on fire. You don't want to be on fire.
I'm so pissed that the end of that game, spoilers again.
No. Riptide?
Well, no, it's not really story spoilers.
No, because I didn't get to play it
No,
yet.
There's no actual story spoilers, but most games, when you hit the
there's
end,
no
how it lets you wander
story.
Around afterwards, This one, when you end the game, it's over. There's no more exploring after the end.
Really?
Yeah, so...
If you didn't get everything, you're done.
Yeah, heads up. When you get to the end, make sure you're done.
Is there another game mode that you can just kind of wander around, or no?
New game plus, but you start back over from the beginning.
Yeah, very beginning.
Oh.
And, yeah.
And if you don't max level in your first try, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then again, we kind of cheesed it with the one quest.
See, that's kind of shitty, though, because I really enjoyed Dead Island 1.
Yeah.
But if they did that for 2, like, that's not...
Well, it's still a fun game, and it's ridiculous.
But... Yeah.
Is it? Well, I'll probably still
enjoy it. It's Dead Island. It's awesome. If you love Dead Island, you'll love it.
I really enjoyed that game.
Just make sure that, like, if you get a warning, hey, this is the point of no return, it really is, and there's really no... Is. Like, the first game, it's like, well, you'll be able to wander around when you're done with the game.
But I think the big problem with the Xbox One is just like any other new console, is your first year or so is just sequels, big releases, you know, just safe stuff. Sports games, racing games.
Dude, Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct. I hated the shit out of that game.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
No. Because you just play with the wrong dude who memorized the insta-kill move, and it's not fun at all.
No, there is no insta-kill
move.
Yeah.
Have you played the new one or no?
Oh, no. I thought they were making like directly like the original.
No. This is a new game.
No, even the original, there was no insta-kill.
No.
It was only like when your health was flashing near the very end of your final round. Like, then they could...
Like, it's a fatality, essentially.
Pretty much.
I thought in Killer Instinct you had like those 65 hit combos and shit like that.
Yeah, but there's combo breakers, so there's combo breakers.
Okay,
yeah. If you know what you're doing, I keep having to specify this.
Not really, dude. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I can hit combo breakers.
Well, in the original, it wasn't like that. It's much harder in the original. Yeah, the newer one is a lot more accessible.
Yeah, very much so. That's
cool. It's insanely accessible,
and if you get one, it's pretty much free.
Yep.
Since you get the limited version for free, so fucking...
Yeah, essentially, you can try the game out. You could just download the whole game, and you can play the whole game as one character for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I might do that. I have nothing to do for the next 4 days.
Yep.
Well, but you don't have an Xbox One.
Quiet.
See, if you came to visit for Christmas...
You could, or if Joe, well, I wouldn't bring it to MAGFest.
No fucking way.
Unless someone else does.
MAGFest.
Someone else might bring theirs.
They're going to have a tournament there.
A Killer Instinct tournament?
Yeah.
Fuck, I got to do that.
Well, someone just got a boner.
I did.
He's had one.
I got a chub.
But yeah, on the...
Speaking of...
Go ahead.
Speaking of boners.
Speaking of boners, I will be right back.
And
it was Killer Instinct. It's Killer Instinct, man. It just pops boners.
Yeah, they announced the alpha schedule for MAGFest, and a Killer Instinct tournament is on there.
I'm there.
But there's no way in hell that I'm bringing my system down.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, even if it's just in our room, I don't want someone to accidentally put a drink on top of it.
Yep, and that's all it takes.
In years before, like, you'd walk over to the Rock Band area, and there's a drink sitting on top of your system. Like, hey, get that the fuck off my system.
Yeah.
Like, what happens if that spills, you dick?
Yep, pretty much.
So, no way will
people,
I bring the bone.
Suck. Yeah, dude, fuck. I didn't know that there was going to be a Killer Instinct tournament. Mm-hmm. I got to do that shit.
So, I can almost guarantee they'll have an Xbox One or Two down in the game room.
An Xbox
play.
Two?
Yes.
What?
Next gen.
Damn.
I'm sure they'll have an X-Bone or two.
There you go.
Down in the game room to play Killer Instinct.
Sorry, I thought I heard a knock on the door.
That's okay. It was just me with my boner.
No.
He had a shit quick.
It was Mormons.
Did you set them on fire?
No, I just told them that I've already found Jesus and we're trying to play some beer pong.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
I already met Jesus. He has the best weed.
He has the greatest.
I mean, like, I'm trying to think of other games that came out this year. I mean, like, there was a ton that came out this year.
I thought we already moved on to what we're excited about next year.
Next year. Oh, fucking, dude, Diablo expansion. Duh.
Yeah.
February, I think. It's already announced for.
I hope it hits X-Bone.
The expansion? I don't know. don't know. I don't know if they're going to do the expansion right away. I'm pretty sure it's just going to be on PC at first.
Well, no, because it's supposed to be in the PS4 version of the game.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So.
Have any of you guys played Watch Dogs? Is that already out?
No, that got delayed to spring.
I got pushed back? All right.
Yeah, they after Grand Theft Auto came out, they're like, oh, shit, we better polish the fuck out of this.
Okay.
Stick of Truth.
Oh, God, I can't wait for Stick of Truth.
Yeah, when the fuck is that coming
out? March. So far, it's looking like March.
Jesus.
Yeah, it got pushed back a lot.
Yeah, I can't wait,
At least it looks like a solid game.
Dude, I'm going to have so much
fun with
it.
Is that only going to be for the 360, or is that going to be on the bone?
So far, it's only 360, PS3, and PC, I think.
Yeah.
Nothing for next gen.
But... Well, as soon as I buy the Xbox One, I'm selling my PS3. The only reason I have it right now is for Blu-rays.
Yeah. Xbox One will become your Xbox One will become your home entertainment device.
Yeah, and that's I'll beat The Last of Us. I'll play a little more Ni No Kuni. And that's it. And then I'll fucking just sell console, two controllers, and five games, and whoever wants it can have it.
Ni No Kuni, Last of Us.
I have those. What other games?
What are you selling?
He has Battlefield.
I can't see them from here.
God, you're so fucking useless.
He already mentioned them, Joe.
No, he got Battlefield on Xbox.
Hold on. Let me just walk over there and do what you want.
Yeah. What are you excited for next year?
Joe. Pappy's looking on the shelf.
What are you excited for next year?
Pappy answering.
Next year? Come on
now. That might be.
No. I mean, if it took him a week.
Stick of Truth is easily the biggest thing I'm excited for.
Oh, so I've owned a PS3 for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
L.A. Noire.
Okay.
Solid.
The Last of Us.
Solid.
Little Big Planet.
Solid.
Ni No Kuni.
Didn't play it, so I don't
know.
It's Nier, N-I-E-R.
Didn't play it.
Oh, that's a good game.
And Portal 2.
Solid.
That's 3 years of collecting PS3 games. That's how little I use this thing for anything other than a Blu-ray player.
I understand that. When I first got my PS3, the only thing that I had it on it was the Sonic Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Which everybody should own that game.
Yes.
We talked about that in our Christmas Spectacular thing 2-3 weeks
ago. So that you should probably get for yourself. I think it's like $20 new.
Yeah.
On
3City.
Well, 360, PS3, it's on both.
Yeah, I know.
So pick that up. I think I only had
that up for Christmas, Pappy.
Yeah, I had that, and I had like Skate 3, and that was it.
Yeah, so I will not miss the PS3. I'm keeping the PS2.
Yeah, that's solid. I would do that. There was a ton of shit on PS2. Yeah. Do you have Champions of Noroth?
No.
You should. If you have a PlayStation 2 and you've got a PlayStation 2 collection, you need Champions of Noroth.
Those games are tough to find now.
Yeah, they are.
I'm thinking my weekend is going to be replaying Silent Hill 2.
Oh, wow. Mm.
I've never beat it. I've gotten pretty far into it, but I've never beat it.
I can understand that. I think I only got like a couple missions in, and I'm like, fuck this.
I can't play those games.
A coworker lent me his PS2 when he went on vacation 11 years ago when I was in Japan.
And you still have
it. And that's all I played. I played the shit out of that. But he came back before I finished it.
Oh, what a dick.
So, I mean, it's not his fault.
Yeah, it is.
It is his fault. Fuck that guy.
Son of a bitch. I bought it like fucking 2 years ago, and I just haven't sat down and replayed it yet.
Well, then fuck you, too.
Well, yeah, that's also your fault.
Son of a bitch.
That's totally my fault.
That is. Yeah, if you could find Champions of Noroth, dude, those games are so good. So good. It's like Diablo.
They're definitely not cheap, though, anymore.
You can find them.
I still want to find Rule of Rose for less than $140, but that ain't happening.
I don't even know what that is.
It's survival horror for PS2. It's fucking hard as hell to find.
And it's apparently one of the most brutal games out there.
Like Dark Souls?
You're like a teenage girl. You have a fork and a dog. That's it. Like, your dog will alert you to any enemies and you hide. You can fight off one bad guy in the entire game before you die. So it's real survival horror, not like the newer shit they put out like, oh yeah, survival horror. You play, you know, Biff Badass, and here's your missile launch.
Biff Badass. Can I start calling you that from now on?
Sure.
That's too cool of a name for him.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, Biff, survival horror has really changed Biff nowadays to be more like, Fat-ass? Oh, here's some scary stuff, but we're going to arm you to the teeth.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really do survival horror games just because I'm a bitch.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Fair
enough. So, but I like Don't Starve. I got Don't Starve for Christmas from a buddy of mine.
Nice.
Well,
I'll be able to find out next month since they announced next month's PlayStation,
free
Plus,
PlayStation
lineup.
Plus game. Yep. Is Don't
Thank
Starve.
Thank you for echoing everything I've said.
Is it, what's it called? Don't Expire?
Don't Starve.
Don't Starve.
Yes. It's actually a lot of fun. I've been playing the shit out of it. It kind of has this, I don't want to say Minecraft-y because it's, you know, people think like, as soon as they think Minecraft, they go like, oh, really childish. But it is a survival game. I mean, obviously the name of it's Don't Starve. The main like object of the game is to not die, like don't starve. And oddly enough, the way that you're probably going to die the majority of the times when you're playing the game is by starving.
How strange.
Yeah, I know. But it is. It's really, really cool. You essentially, you get dropped into this, you know, world. You don't know why. There is a storyline, and you can beat the game.
But you won't.
You will. You will. You essentially, what ends up happening, and this I actually really like about it. So the more and more that you play the game, like, essentially, you'll get further and further because you'll just start understanding what it is that you're supposed to do. Because essentially, when you get dropped into the game the first time, they just drop you in and go, okay, figure it out. Like, they don't tell you anything. Which I actually kind of like, because I mean, like, if this were to actually happen to you, I mean, you wouldn't know what the fuck to do. You just kind of figure it out as you go. But essentially what ends up happening is you get dropped in, you start playing more, you'll survive a little bit longer. And depending on like when you play your game and depending on how long it is that you survived, when you die, you'll gain like experience points. Depending on how long you've survived. And then depending on how long you've survived and how many experience points you end up gathering, you'll unlock other characters that have different abilities and have different stats and so on. So it might make it easier for you to actually get through the storyline of the game.
Interesting.
So I think it's really, really neat. I can't wait to play through it because I can't wait to actually like find out what happens in the game. I heard that there's actually a really, really good story arc to it. But again, I don't know.
Well, maybe I'll find out next month.
Yep. But it's really neat
for PS4.
The art style is really fucking cool. But it's got a survival horror kind of thing to it, because you also have to like keep your hunger up, you have to keep your health up as well, and they're two separate entities. But you also have to keep up your mental stability, so you can actually
What is that GameCube game that was like
Eternal
that?
Darkness?
Yeah, that was a fun ass game. Yeah.
So with this one, essentially, if you don't like keep your mental stability up, you'll start hallucinating, and your hallucinations will attack you and kill you.
Yeah, like Eternal Darkness.
Like it's neat. I think it's fucking cool as shit. So actually, when I get home, I'm probably gonna play that. So, but
that's cool. Yeah, another reason I wish I had a PC to game with is I've never played Amnesia.
I would not play that. And
there's one coming out next year called Dreadout that looks scary as shit.
Well, from what I heard, Machine for Pigs is fucking nuts.
Well, so, that's the second Amnesia, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the one that came out recently, I guess. But I won't touch those games with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah,
no
Dreadout
fucking way.
Looks creepy as hell because it's got that. What's the PS2 games where all you had was a goddamn camera?
Fatal Frame,
yeah. It's got that Fatal Frame feel to it, because it's like, hey, look, you're a teenage girl, and now you have a cell phone instead of a camera. Good luck, fucker.
No, I can completely understand.
Yeah,
like,
those are the games that are scary, the ones where you don't have conventional weaponry, or in Amnesia's case, you don't have weaponry at all.
At all, no.
See, now, if you caught, visited this holiday...
He's going to fucking drill that in, man. Like, he's going to make you feel
awful.
He
doesn't love me anymore.
Who are you?
Oh, no.
The guy you came on last year.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to go to MAGFest. I don't want to go to FAGFest.
I miss FagFest parties too. Damn it.
I don't want to go to FagFest.
Friends and Gamers Festival.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Good cover up.
No, those parties were fun. I miss throwing them.
We just gave a title to parties that we hosted for 3 days straight.
Yeah, this was back when MAGFest was still in the fall, and I was like, I don't feel like waiting until next year to have a party and see all my friends. How about a New Year's party at my place? And our friend Shale said, I'm totally down for a fag fest at Joe Cam's. And the name just stuck. Then we would have St. Faggy's Day for St. Patrick's
Day. St. Faggy's Day.
Yeah, we started having one every quarter.
Every quarter?
No, we had like six a year. Yeah. We had Fagmorial Day, Independence Day, Halloweenus.
Yeah, but we didn't have them all every year. Like, we usually had about four a year, but we changed the dates.
Yeah.
You know.
We tried, but...
Because I always hosted the Halloween one in Jersey.
Yeah.
Joyzy.
Yeah, when are you coming in again so I could plan another one?
2014.
That's maybe. Like a week
which
away.
Which is a week away, so... March? You want to come in for March? March?
December in 2014?
Yeah.
What a dick.
Come in for March.
Well...
St. Faggy's Day.
Part of it is I live in Vegas. I have less need to take vacation because live in Vegas.
You live in Vegas?
Yeah.
And you're leaving Vegas to come to MAGFest?
Well, yeah, because that's a big thing. But when I
but
was
you live
in
Vegas.
I was living in Mississippi. It was like, fuck yeah, I'm going home. I want to see real people, the real world, you know? But now I'm in Vegas and I have less of an urge to be like, oh, let me go take 2 weeks and slum around Berwick.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
You could slum around Danville with me.
Oh, yay. That's such an upgrade.
You could play games with me.
It makes it that much better.
And yeah, cats, Joe, you have 15 cats
the
now.
Cats will sleep 15, on your
there
face.
There are so many cats.
Every time I visit him, when I leave, he buys another cat. Because like, this fucker can still stay here. I got to get another cat. He's trying to find the tipping point where I can no longer physically visit him.
Dude, Josh can visit now. I've seen Josh more than you. No, he hangs out for
no,
a
he
while.
Hung out. Yeah, he hung out for a long time.
He takes
time
Claritin he Ready
yeah,
Tabs.
He's told me how many... Yeah, he takes like a shit ton of medication. To
no,
prep for
he
it.
Takes a Claritin Ready Tab.
Brought to you by Claritin Ready
Tab. Your mom's a Ready Tab.
So he told us sometimes. That the last time he came, he took one tab and was good for hours.
One tab of acid and he was good for hours.
He was tripping balls like crazy. He was licking the cats.
Just be like, whoa, look at these cats.
Dude,
speaking of acid.
MAGFest.
No, speaking... This is a serious story. Speaking of acid...
Hey, before we speak of anything, we need to reboot again because you guys sound like you're talking through a train tunnel.
Oh, really?
Do we?
Yeah.
You sound
Wait,
great.
Say that again? Yeah, no, you sound... fine. The fuck?
Well, it might have been because I was, like, turned away talking.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it was tinny and echoey.
Anyway.
You sound
so
fine,
of,
so shut the fuck up and deal
with
it.
Speaking of acid, a friend of mine did some acid, and it was when we were having a fight night, which essentially, like, you know, I would bring my then console over to his house and some arcade sticks and fighting games, and we would all just, you know, play games, have fun, whatever. Fight night was essentially wrapping up, and he was, you know, tripping balls on acid. And I'm like, I got just the game that I'm going to make you play. And it might be slightly unconventional, but it was the only thing that I had, and I knew that he was really going to enjoy it. So we played Trials.
Oh, God.
We played Trials Evolution. And I downloaded some of the custom, like, courses that people made. Ones where, like, you were on, like, multicolored pipes going through the... Yeah, dude, he was losing his fucking mind. Yesterday, it went on sale on Steam. and I bought it for him.
A Steam sale talk again? What's this?
Well,
PC.
I bought it for him, and he started having, like, NOM flashbacks. He was like, no, I never want to see this game again.
I was going to say, I thought you fired up Rez for him to play.
No, I really...
That's what I was thinking, too. Like,
I tell you what.
You're on acid here.
That or, like, Fez or Don't Starve. I bet you he would have freaked out with fucking Don't Star.
No, don't get mad. That's just being a dick and giving someone a bad trip.
Yeah. But yeah, so Acid.
I used to know. I hung out with a couple. You can ask Joe. I had some douchebag friends my senior year of high school.
Just a couple.
And this friend of a quote unquote friend of a friend. This dude was an acid head, but he was all bragging like, "Oh yeah, man, I love going up to the attic and doing acid." But usually, you know, like 25% of the time, I freak out and break stuff or try and fucking cut myself. And I'm like,
"Yeah, it sounds wonderful."
You know, like what the fuck is wrong with you?
Those aren't like, great odds.
Yeah, only 25% of the time do I try to kill my sister. You know, like, no, maybe you should not do drugs.
All I know is the a couple occasions in which I'll partake in herb. There was actually one time in which a stint of about 2 or 3 months when I would get home from work, like the first thing I would do is I would smoke and I would sit down and I would play Dead Rising 2. And that was actually like, it was like oddly a very nice experience. Like,
jeez,
just being like totally mellowed out and just like killing a ton of zombies.
I can see some mellow high dude just running around that game trying to find all the little food kiosks.
Yep.
Oh man, I could totally use like a gallon of orange juice right now.
He's like trying to play soccer with the zombies. Come on, man, just kick it back.
Dude, like,
man, come on, pass it. Come on,
pass it. And that was actually when I started playing Sonic Generations too, which that was fucking awesome.
God. If only I could make a hacky sack simulator, I could corner the stoned PC.
Dude, what you need to do, and this is exactly how you do it: you find the person that made Surgeon Simulator.
And oh, then, God, are we really going to talk about that game again?
And then find the guy that made Quap.
Oh, Jesus.
combine
the two into a hacky sack simulator. You'll make a fucking fortune.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
It would be the best game in the universe. You would sell so many fucking... I need to do this.
My brain hurts thinking about it.
I need to do this right fucking now.
What are you even doing on the podcast?
I don't know. I need to, guys, we need to go. We need to wrap this up. What's the music? I'm fucking serious. Like this needs to happen.
No, we got to talk about MAGFest first.
We're going to talk about MAGFest next week. A lot.
Yeah, but by the time they hear us again, we'll be at MAGFest.
Will we?
It's happened like everything this week.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to think now.
Are you high?
We were going to record Tuesday, right?
Yes. But the episode will go up on Friday, so we'll already be there.
So we're going to have to act like we're at MAGFest when we're not at
MAGFest.
No,
we'll just talk about that we're taping on Tuesday. Like, we've never hid the fact that we tape early.
So we're going to be...
Spoiler alert, this is not a live podcast.
We should start doing that.
Live from Danville, Pennsylvania.
We should do that. Could we do that?
What, have live episodes?
Yeah.
How?
Easy. Yes. All I would have to do is just export the file and just boom, upload it, done.
Well, you could do live streaming too. That's
yeah.
The thing.
We could do Twitch. We could do Twitch casts. We could do fucking. We could do it on like Stickam.
I don't give a shit.
That could be a thing, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I don't think you could though, because you're not topless 20-something girls.
We can still do this.
I've got a nice rack though.
I'm sure we could figure it out.
I can narrow it. Look presentable.
We might have to look into this. Maybe that's how we widen our audience, Joe.
Going live.
Let's do it live. We record as if it's live anyway.
And then Tim never shows up anyway.
It's not like we fucking edit these. Like,
we chop a little bit off.
No, we don't.
And I put music in.
That's the only difference.
That's a big difference.
The ending of the live show could just be Joe Cam playing a song on Rock Band.
This is our weekly... Yeah, we do a weekly... Fucking, here's our 2 or 3 songs on Rock Band. What's our set list? You know.
So anyhow, MAGFest.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
I can't wait.
It looks like this year it's going to cost me about $4,000.
Jesus Christ.
Dude. How?
Maybe $4,500. Okay. So I'm looking at $2,000 for the hotel room.
Holy shit.
But you're getting a big chunk back, aren't you?
But it goes on my credit card.
Holy fuck, dude.
And
Did everyone pay you for the room so far?
Yeah, I'm good. Everyone's good.
Okay.
But this year, we have the 4-bay presidential suite that's so big, there are no adjacent rooms. We have to get rooms across the hall.
Wait, so we're even bigger this year?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
From what I understand. But again, they refuse to share the floor plans, even with the fucking MAGFest liaison.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Looks like I'm not even going to be staying in my room. I thought we were going to crash in your place.
The Gaylord got bought out, so they're corporate now.
Oh, I thought we were just getting an executive suite again.
No, it's the 4-bay presidential, because that's all they had.
Jesus.
So it might cost a little more. I don't know, but I'm still waiting for the final cost, which is why I'm trying. All of your money went and paid down my credit card.
Nice.
So I could afford the presidential suite.
Holy shit,
damn, dude.
I can't wait to see this fucking
presidential suite. Jesus.
Well, just remember, you guys might owe me $20 to $50 each.
You can eat my balls.
Much more it costs.
Dude, I'm hoping I have $20 to $50 for MAGFest.
I'm not in your room.
So I prepaid the rental car, but that was $300. I got an SUV, though.
Where are you coming in from?
Vegas?
Well, yeah, but you
I'm
airport?
Flying into BWI. It was like $60 cheaper.
BWI. Where's BWI?
Baltimore.
How far from the thing?
40 minutes.
I mean, dude, like worst case scenario, like we might be able to just pick you up.
Well, no, I've already prepaid for the rental.
Oh, all right. Well, all right.
But I got to wait because military discount and if you pay when you rent it, you know, like when I rented the thing in August, I paid right then and there, and they give you another discount on top of that.
Oh,
so I got like a $600 vehicle for like $300.
Plus, you're going to be sticking around a bit later, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm landing on the 31st and leaving on Monday.
So we're leaving Monday too.
Well, I'm leaving Monday like 7 at night.
Well, yeah, we don't know if we're leaving Sunday night or Monday morning. It depends on if we find somewhere to crash Sunday night.
I have a room. Sunday night, our room is paid for.
Oh, well, shit.
I have a room Sunday night, so.
So, and then I went, so Thursday night is a Bond-themed prom night. For MAGFest.
Mm-hmm.
And we had already decided before this was even announced that we were doing a lumberjent lounge. We're doing the gentleman's theme. So everyone was encouraged to dress up nice, dresses, suits, all that. So I went out and bought enough shit in suits and ties and everything to wear a fucking full suit 4 days.
That's kind of overkill.
That's a lot. But yeah. That's a lot.
Because, well, I'm there for New Year's, so I'm like, fuck it, New Year's. Thursday's the prom night. That's day two. You know, Bond themed. Although I tried to buy a black bow tie, they only had velvet, and I'm not quite ready to pull off a velvet bow tie.
I'm not even quite ready to pull off anything dress.
And Friday night's the Lumberjack Lounge. That's already 3 days where I'll be wearing a suit anyway. So why not just throw in a 4?
YOLO, right?
Yep.
Wait, what's the first day? You have the prom in the Lumberjack Lounge. What's the first one?
I'm there for New Year's. I'm at the harbor on the 31st.
Oh, who are you going to be with?
The only other person who's going to be there is Steph and some of the other MAGFest crew.
Wow.
So I got a room at the residence, you know, the one that's across from the Gaylord.
Yeah.
It's because of flying out of here, the options were shitty. Like, the only time to fly out of here is nonstop overnight. And I was like, I'd rather land a day early and get a good night's
relax.
Sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Land at like 7 a.m. on you know, Thursday or even Wednesday. Because nobody wants to fly over, you know. Oh, hey, look, Happy New Year. I'm in a fucking plane, you know. Nobody wants to do that shit.
Well, we're hoping to be down there Wednesday, late afternoon-ish.
Yeah, I'd like to get down there. I'd love to get down there for like 4.
Yeah.
If we could.
Now, did you guys get a room for Wednesday night?
I have one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking care of. Me and Amanda are going to be rooming with Andy Goth.
And, dude, like, worst case scenario, like, as far as I know, I'm covered from Wednesday to Monday. If something were to happen where, like, Kyle's not actually there the first, or we don't have it. I mean, like, he told me that we are.
Yeah.
But if something were to happen, like, I'd just fucking sleep on the roof or something. I'll figure something out.
That's good, because the more people who get there Wednesday, the more we can make a few little runs for stuff.
Stock up.
I want to check into the room Thursday around noon, get all of our shopping done, and not leave again by 4 o'clock Thursday. That's my goal.
That's cool.
I want to be parked in the presidential by 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
Do you know you have to have to, do you have to pay for parking at the Gaylord?
They automatically take it out when you check in. It'll be like
I think it's included in the room.
Now, MagFest got it waived last year, I think. Or they got it reduced. They got it reduced last year because it was like $15 a day or something.
I was going to say, because like, I didn't even, I didn't think about that.
I'm pretty sure it's just tied to your room key.
Well, but the problem is I'm in Kyle's room.
Yeah. But you'll have a room key, right?
Well, you're going to get multiple room keys. Oh, no. That's what it is. First car is free. That's it.
Well, but it's Kyle's flying in.
Yeah.
I'm driving three of the people of the room down.
Huh?
And if you pick Kyle up, then he can just check your car.
Yeah,
because
it's me. Well, no, two of the people of the room, but Tim's going to be there too.
Mm.
So, because I'm assuming he's going to drive down by himself.
He never talked with us about a ride, so hopefully he's not expecting to ride with us.
I mean, if anything, you got to find out what's going on with Amanda.
Yeah, I know. I tried texting her again. I still haven't heard back. So,
because if anything, if she doesn't go along with, then maybe I could just hit Tim up and I'll just tell him like $40 for gas.
50.
No. I'll tell him 40.
I've heard some make sure people pay you. I've heard some scuzzy MagFest stories over the years of people taking way too much advantage.
Yeah.
Don't mind, then that's whatever. But I've had people take advantage, and I've seen it happen that it'll kind of ruin your day, you know? And
absolutely.
Where you're supposed to have someone. And that's my word out to all four of your listeners. Don't be that guy.
Yeah. Don't be that guy.
Douche.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I'm trying really hard not to be that guy. Essentially, like, I should. I technically can't 100% like figure this out yet.
If you're a little low on cash, then that's one thing to be like, hey man, is there any way I can get a ride, but I can only give you like $30? But I've seen people like come to MagFest with $30.
Well, like, essentially I'm going to MagFest with nothing. I'm trying to sell the CD. Like the CDs that I ended up earning, like I'm trying to do that to cover my cost of MagFest because I'm so broke.
But at least you're trying.
I'm trying. Like at least I'm going to make a valiant effort to do everything that I can to help.
Yeah.
But I'll figure it out.
But I'm saying you're not lying to people. And I got another goddamn phone call.
Another one. Jesus. You're important.
Another number. That's only when I'm doing something.
That's okay.
All day tomorrow, I won't leave the house and I'll get a phone call.
That's fine. Hello. I understand. I completely understand.
Pappy's on the phone again. Pappy's on the phone again.
Something like that.
He's on the motherfucking phone.
Awesome.
When
do you guys open tomorrow?
I'll be there. I'm not open tomorrow.
He's on the motherfucking phone.
My motherfucking suits are ready.
Oh, your suits. How ironic.
It was about
his suits. I got to pick them up tomorrow and then go take them to the cleaners.
Perfect.
How ironic. I honestly feel kind of bad because I could barely understand the guy's accent, so I immediately thought I was getting another survey request.
Bipper-der.
So, hey, I'm an asshole. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. I'm sure he doesn't listen. He's not going to hear your apology.
Was his name Zach?
Yeah.
Zach. Pappy's sorry.
Speaking of, I know he emailed us.
Did he? So, we have an email? Yay!
Yeah. So, let's see. Email.
I'll do a quick check of the Book of Face and see if I got a message. Nope.
Email, motherfucker. He's writing. It's a short one. It's about our Of the Year podcast. He said his game of the year is Tomb Raider. His shame of the year is Super Black Bass 3D. He said it was his first legit review for Save Continue, and it is shit, shit, shit.
Shit, 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 shit.
And his disappointment of the year was Watch Dogs getting delayed.
Oh, hey. Can I say my shame of the year?
Yeah, go for it.
And this is not because it was a bad game. Monaco.
You know what?
Because
we were just talking about it last episode.
Terrible at that game. I am disgustingly bad.
I mean, the game's not that bad. It's really not. I thought I was going to enjoy it a lot more than I did. Like I said,
I mean, I know I'm bad with stealth games, but I thought with Monaco being a little 8-bit puzzle-ish game, I'll be fine. But you can ask Joe. All I did was get us killed.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing. I mean, like, Tim and I played it. It was cool. I enjoyed it, but I thought I was going to like it a lot more. Like, I had a lot more. I think I had higher expectations for it.
Especially for, what was it, $10 game?
Yeah, something like that.
I
think it was on sale for like two or three or something like that.
Well, yeah, we bought it pretty early when it was out.
Oh, okay.
No sales.
Kind of sad. Our friend Randall said that he was emailing us, but I don't have anything from him. God damn it, Randall.
No, he said he was mailing you something. He's writing an actual letter.
I'll be getting a dick soon.
I gave you a bunch for Christmas.
Yeah.
So did I.
I gave him.
So did I.
I gave him a bag of dicks.
Pappy gave me a wall of dicks.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the fridge over there.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
You should go look.
No, I gave him a bag of dicks. It was a dick-shaped cookie cutter, ice cube tray in the shape of dicks, and... If you go to sporting events where they have those two inflatable like tubes that you hit together,
yeah,
dicks.
Like, so those. I think what we can safely say is that Joe loves the cock
pretty much.
The bag that I gave him in, that bag is awesome. Bag.
I gave Pappy a big old dick too.
Yeah. Oh wow, that looks
that's
humiliating.
That looks great.
Yeah,
looks wonderful.
So a wall of dicks, bag of dicks, and a mouthful of pee and or jizz.
And or.
As he has sadness
and
poo.
And or, yeah. I do have a sad poop.
Yep, sadness poo.
A sad poop.
And Ashley filming everything. And there's no way in hell. There's no way in hell I could set that as the video image this week.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think you can get away with that one. I
probably shouldn't.
No, probably not.
You could just zoom in on Ashley and the cats.
It's that's the best. That's the only nice part of the picture.
Just the cat on his back. Yeah. We could do that one.
Yeah. So
that's probably breakfast.
So Pappy, it was nice chatting with you. I enjoyed it.
You'll get to see him in a week.
Yeah, it was
I'm excited. I do
looking forward to it.
I can't wait for Magfest.
Cards Against Humanity.
So what we're doing is we're running an invite only lounge, and we're going to make sure to not invite you, so you can just stand in the hallway.
I'll do that. I'll be the bouncer.
Did we get print invites?
Yeah, supposedly Charles has done 100.
So he got them.
I don't think we'll need more. Well, we won't need more than 100.
Probably not, but.
But one invite is equal to one person.
I thought it was you plus one.
No.
No.
No, we've never had more than 100 people anyway.
Yeah, but we 100 different people maybe. Like, we've had rotating people in there.
Yeah, but think about it. A lot of the times when we get to 100, there's at least 20 people where nobody knows who the fuck they are.
True.
And that's what I'm not letting happen again this year. Like the dude who was wearing no goddamn pants last year.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, we know what you were doing yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He's making extra money to pay for MAGFest. I understand.
True.
Yeah, apparently.
Times are tough.
I just want to see who notices. It's like, no, dude, I don't even know who you are, and this is my room. So put on pants or leave.
No. Guess we'll see.
I paid for this, and I'm still wearing pants. Come on.
You're here for free. Put some fucking pants on.
You don't wear pants.
Yeah. Or the kid who tried to find the hat that didn't exist. Remember that kid?
Yeah. God, that was fucking fun. I left my hat in there. Yeah. No, we never saw you before.
Nobody knows you.
It's fucking in there. Someone told me to come here because it was in there.
Grabbed the guy.
He tried forcing his way in the door.
If you're listening and you're there, look for me, Pappy, who now writes for Drunk Monkeys, the movie review guy.
Oh, nice.
And I'll be wearing the fancy suit. And yeah.
Very cool.
I got to get at least one plug in there.
I need to make a sign for people to know to buy my CD.
Yeah.
I got to do that. I have so much fucking work to do. I got 50 CDs done today.
Yeah, you did.
And it took a long fucking time.
When we get there, we'll talk to you about it, because my ex-wife is on the MAGFest, one of the people who runs it. So I'll talk to you about where it is and isn't safe to hawk shit, because of that whole, you know, dealer room thing.
Right, right. No, that would be good. And I know Ale Sean and Stemmage and them, because they actually guessed it on the CD. They have a table, so I think they offered to put some stuff there. But because I'm
there, you go, man. Yeah.
So I might do it there. I might want to see if I could wander around a little bit. I don't know. Yeah. It all depends.
Yeah, I mean, hell, you may just be able to play it at the room. We might be nice to you like that. Might.
Yeah, have a stack of CDs there and be like, hey, give me a couple bucks and it's yours.
And that's the thing. That's what I want to do. I want to do a pay whatever you want as long as it's at least a dollar for the CD.
That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. And you'll find a lot of people aren't douches. A lot of people are going to give you at least $5-$10.
Yeah, and that would be great, because essentially, like, that's what's going to have to pay for my hotel room. fingers
for
crossed.
Having me on again, guys. I really appreciate it.
Glad you were on. Maybe at MAGFest, we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do with MAGFest.
We might do a podcast, a MAGFest podcast.
Yeah, maybe Friday at the Shots contest, we could just set something up and record live all night.
Yeah, maybe before the Shots contest.
Yeah, something. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out. I'm going to have to bring all my equipment with me anyway. So
yeah.
Joe.
Huh.
What's the music for the day?
What's the music? Joe, what's the music? What do you want?
It's music-y. Actually, I wanted to do something fairly nice this week, since it was just Christmas, and when this goes up, it'll just be 2 days after Christmas. I wanted to do a couple of Christmas songs.
Cool.
We have
Dale North,
his, God, what was it?
Yourself a Merry, his newest Merry Little Christmas.
Well, no, he did a remix from Christmas Nights, mixed with Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to do that. And then an older song, the One Up Mushrooms, back then they were called, did a song called Super Mario Sleigh Ride, which is an awesome
still one
little
of the best Christmas songs.
Mario Christmas mashup. And I'm still not sure what I'm going to do for the third. I was talking to my buddy Steve-O, and he's going to try putting together something for us for tomorrow morning. He doesn't know if he'll have the time to do it or not, but if he did, we'll have that for the third track, and if not, we'll have something else.
We'll have a ringer.
So, cool. There's two songs, and the third one something.
Peace out. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yes, yes. Make sure to have a very safe new year. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Have a plan. Do your best to be somewhere where you can stay there.
Yes.
Or call a taxi.
Yep. If you're looking for something crazy to do,
bungee jumping.
I will live vicariously through you. Go to New York and go see Andrew WK, because he's playing like as the ball drops in New York. It's gonna be fucking crazy. Cool. I really wish I could go. I actually, like, I was thinking about, he had a contest where, like, you can put up a video, and if he picked you, you would be able to perform with him at that show.
Oh, damn, that would have been cool.
But I was too busy working on the MAGFest CD, so.
Or since Pappy already announced where he's staying New Year's Eve, just drive down to Baltimore Harbor.
And see Pappy.
Find Pappy and harass him all night.
Yeah, except no one's staying with me, because I'm going to sleep.
Punch him in the back of the head.